Please, sit.
Standing suggests you're expecting violence. And if violence were my intention, this conversation would already be over. There. Much better. You know, I've always admired ambitious people. They spend their lives believing the world can be bent to their will.
Listen up. That counter report from Bravo Team is already 10 minutes old. Assume everything beyond that ridgeline has changed. Mendoza, I want eyes on the northern approach. Walker, stop staring at the map and get your people moving. If they hit us, they'll come through the valley. If they don't, then we're wasting daylight standing around talking about it.
Hey, senor. You got a smoke? No?
Ah, shame.
You know, there was a time when being tied to a post in a damp cave would have been the lowest point of my week. These days? Not even close. You spend enough time around fanatics, monsters, and people with very ambitious ideas about the future. And eventually your standards begin to slip. 3 days ago, a merchant rode into town claiming he'd found a lost vault in the hills. By sunset, he'd sold the location to 5 different treasure hunters. By sunrise, all 5 had disappeared. Now, maybe they found a fortune and decided to retire. That happens all the time. Right after dragons learn bookkeeping.
Fine. No, absolutely fine. It's not like I don't have, you know, 10,000 other test subjects begging me to help them escape. ¿Sabes? No es que este lugar esté a punto de explotar. Apologies. My language chip is broken, so it may switch un poquito. All right. Look, okay. I'll be honest. You are the last test subject left. And if you don't help me, we're both going to die, all right?